of the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau, Carol Ricketts. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Vanessa. How are you?
Great.
Good.
How about you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
We saw some corn still in the fields yesterday on our drive over to Canton.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of corn left out there. Some farmers, you know, have gotten done, but there's still just as many farmers that have a lot left to do. So
a lot of field work to do as well.
Yes, yes. Once you get the crops out, then there's still field work. So the farmer's job is far from done.
And equipment work, I'm sure.
Yes, and it seems like every farmer I've talked to this fall has had lots of breakdowns. So
that's too bad.
It is, and it, you know, that just adds another stress to their life and delays. And so, yeah, equipment's always an issue.
It is. No matter what industry, it seems like equipment is expensive and it breaks down at the wrong time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And reminder, everyone, be on the lookout on the road. You still have slow-moving vehicles. Also, it is a big deer weekend. A lot of folks in the deer woods.
Yep, yep. So be careful out there on the roads.
Watch for Bambi.
That's right. Or Daddy or Mommy or
right.
all of the above.
Yeah, this is definitely the time of year when well, we see them on the roads as they're, you know, moving from field to field or from timber to timber across the road.
Right.
So be careful.
Yeah, once the farmers get the field cleared out, then they've lost their protection, so they're moving. So,
so tell me how things are at the Farm Bureau.
Good. It's kind of quiet right now. When the farmers are in the field, we don't have a lot of programs and things going on. But we do have a Steve Johnson marketing seminar on Monday night over at Knox Agri Center. Steve comes twice a year, and he does a fantastic job for us. So I'm sure there's still room if anybody's interested. Just, you know, give the Farm Bureau a call or call Knox County Farm Bureau, and we can get you registered.
Okay. And marketing is a big deal. We've seen a slump since 2013.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We got a lot of bushels per acre that we have that we learned about yesterday in the Ag Roundtable. We need a place to put it.
Absolutely. Yeah, there is
and a place
lot
to sell
it. Yes, yes. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Okay.
So, and Steve's got a lot of good insight, and he's very entertaining. So
good.
Yeah. Outside of that, there's really not a whole lot going on. We're getting geared up for the IAA annual meeting. Just got a draft of all the resolutions yesterday. So there's 65 new resolutions and then 63 that are already in the book that they're going to reaffirm. They kind of go over all the standing resolutions, make sure they're still pertinent and whether they still need to be in the policy book or not. So,
where's that at?
That will be at the Palmer House in Chicago, December 2nd through the 5th. And this year is also the election for officers for the Illinois Farm Bureau. So the delegates will be electing the president and vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And who usually goes up for that, you and Jared?
There's actually four delegates, and then we have alternates too that can fill in for the delegates. So this year it'll be Jared and Adam Martin, Chad Long, Jake Armstrong, and Tammy Brokaw are our delegates and alternates. And then we've got a few guests going up too, so that's always nice.
Okay, wonderful. And what do we typically do there besides the take care of the business of resolutions and policy and election of officers?
There's a lot of different things. They have the Young Leader Discussion Meet. That usually takes place on Friday and Saturday. They have a couple of keynote speakers come in. I can't tell you off the top of my head who they are this year. We have the awards program on Saturday night, which that awards the counties for all the programs that they've done over the year for their members.
Which we've won awards there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Matter of fact, last year we had an award.
Right. Yeah, we usually get awards there. We've never, since I have been manager or been involved with the Farm Bureau, we've never gotten the President's Award, but we've gotten good awards. So I put more stock in what our members think of what we're doing than what the awards committee thinks we're doing. So
I get it.
Don't put a lot of value on those. I mean, they're nice, but I don't think they're a true measure of what you're doing. So
right. Any changes for next year for the Farm Bureau? Are we going to see anything different or new or pretty much the same? And
that's a good question, Vanessa. I'm not sure. I think it'll probably be pretty much the same, but you never know. And if we get new leadership at the state level, I don't know if that will change the outlook of things. I doubt that it would change it a whole lot.
Right.
Because we are a grassroots organization, mm-hmm. and direction comes from the bottom up. So it could be interesting.
Yeah. Well, you guys do a good job.
Well, thank you.
And I know I'm going to get to see y'all on December 6th.
Yes.
You're helping me kick off Freezing for Food.
We are going to come freeze with you. So and, hopefully it's not freezing too badly.
Everybody says that too. It's so funny. They say, well, which day can you promise me it won't be too cold? I don't know.
I remember one year it was miserable.
That was the year, bless Darren's heart at Save-A-Lot, he brought that huge, looked like a jet-propelled heater. And boy, did we need it.
Yes, yes.
It was, you're right, it was plain miserable.
Yeah, yeah, that was a big sacrifice for everybody, but it was well worth it. So it's a very good cause. So.
And we were thankful to Sheila at the Bottlery for letting us all huddle inside and get warm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was below zero.
Yeah.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I hope not.
We wanted around that, just normal, you know, 30,
yes,
32.
Yes, I can handle that.
Right.
So I can handle that.
Get our coveralls out.
Right. Right.
Okay. Carol, anything else you'd like to share this morning?
Just that the farmers that are still out there working, be careful and, you know, remember to take breaks and get, I know you're working against a deadline, but your health is safety is much more important than meeting that deadline. So just be careful.
Stay warm as well. It's those north winds are going to make it a little yes. uncomfortable and chilly.
Yes, you're right.
So. They were out of the south. It might be all right, but
yeah.
I know when getting gas and you're standing there and that north wind hits you.
Right. Whew. Yeah.
It's like winter is upon us.
Yes. Yes.
But you know what? With the weather turning the way it has, it also means the holidays are coming.
That's true. That's true.
So happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. I wish all your listeners a very happy Thanksgiving from the Farm Bureau.
So. Okay. Thanks so much, Carol.
Thanks for having me.
Take care.
You
that
too.
Is Carol Ricketts, our manager of the Warren Henderson Farm Bureau. Coming up next is